Years ago, the Florida Department of Corrections website made it easier for law enforcement to have access to inmate data. But because it was also easily accessible to the public, Florida Prison Chief Julie Jones says potential human traffickers could use it as well.
Could too easily identify vulnerable inmates by sex, hair color, eye color, county that they would be released for potential targeting.
So Jones says going forward, the department is restricting the inmate data that would be useful to potential traffickers. She says her staff is also doing a better job of interviewing inmates, particularly those with alcohol and drug addiction or prostitution backgrounds.
Asking, do you have some place to go? Where are you going? What resources do you have to make sure we did a handoff to community or to family?
Correctional officers are already training on what to look for and how to report suspected human trafficking cases. A separate training program for probation officers is still in development. It's expected to be completed by the end of next month and implemented by June 30th. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.